All right, greetings everyone. This is Bomani Tayemba. Welcome to our conference call for our Ghana tours for October 2016, May, and October 2017. Right? And today's date is September 18th, and our conference call time frame is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right? Appreciate everyone joining the call. I currently have everyone on mute. If you need to mute yourself, just press star 6 and unmute yourself. So list of conference call details was sent to everyone, and the list of conference call information for topics from 1 to 21 has been consistently the same. One or two things have been might be different, but over the period of time since we've been doing a conference call, what I've done is focus mainly on what the things that are relevant to our, you know, our tour information, but kind of go to a little bit of everything at the same time. As you listen to the period of conference calls over the last few months, we're just repeating some of the same things, but it also just giving you an update and focus on currently what's going on. So today's conference call purpose also is to just get everyone connected and introduce everyone to the way we start finalizing for a tour that's coming up. If you're on the Facebook group page, or if you're on Facebook in general, make sure you join the group page relevant to your tour. And unfortunately, if you're not on Facebook, it's no big deal. It's the same information that's sent via email and text, but the Facebook is just a little more interactive. And then, you know, you can connect with the folks there in Ghana that, you know, while we're touring, you know, you're gonna see, and then other members of the group that's, you know, traveling with you, and also maybe traveling other groups. So it's just something that's available, very social, and Facebook along. You know, Facebook is, you know, another way if you need to communicate with me. It's perfect. It's easy to send link, and a lot of information is on there, so we can just always paste details. And same thing, if you just need to send a message and you send it to Facebook, it goes through the messenger, so it just comes, you know, same as, you know, receiving the text. So tonight, want to also talk about, we're at the point of our 10th anniversary of our Ghana tours, which we started October of 2006 and started our first tour December of 2006. And it was 8 of us on that journey. And that was our ultimate fact-finding journey, because at that point I've been to 5 other African countries, which include Gambia, Senegal, South Africa, Kenya, and Egypt. And later on I did Togo and Benin once. And based on all of, you know, based on all of those countries, once I went to Ghana, you know, everything really just connect. And, you know, being, you know, growing up in Jamaica from birth to 11, and even living in Brooklyn from 11 to 18, you've always been around that, you know, Caribbean culture, and it kind of just made things clear of, you know, things that you see on a day-to-day basis. So once, you know, you're in Ghana, you're thinking about, you know, you're seeing things that's relevant to you from this, you know, your childhood growing up, you know, growing up in Jamaica, and also just the, you know, the touch of culture that you see in, you know, in New York City, because, you know, you have so many different groups of people from different parts of the Caribbean island, and, you know, it really just put things in perspective, especially going to the dungeons. And yeah, it's one thing to, you know, to study history and listen to lectures and go through things, and it's just a whole different element, you know, when you actually connect that practical that knowledge with the practical experience. It just made things clear. So Ghana was that country that made a lot of things clear, and also it opened up to where we were able to build a program that, you know, we can include every aspect of what tourism is. And, you know, it's a tour, and we call it the journey of a lifetime. But everything is really based on tourism, and You know, I always tell people that tourism is not a bad, you know, it's a great business, and I wish more of us, you know, in the African diaspora would be, in, you know, involved in tourism, especially just, you know, connecting to the African continent. As we see on our day-to-day basis, there's not a lot of reach out to us as a people from the African diaspora. So, so sometimes, you know, so it's going to take our energy to, you know, make the moves. I guess people are looking at us as the folks who have, you know, resources to get, you know, to get a visa, get a plane ticket, and make certain moves and do certain things. And, you know, we do have certain business people who are, you know, who have those connections and those links. So, you know, that's where the business and investment portion coming. Because Ghana is an incredible developing country. Also, when you look at ecology, you have at least three or four different regions that's based on agriculture, and those are the regions that are closer to like the center of the country, and, you know, left and right, I mean east and west, and, you know, those are regions like the Volta region, the eastern region, the Braunhofer region, all three regions which we have been to before. And these regions usually have like a monkey sanctuary, waterfalls, and certain things, land development opportunities. So that's the part on ecology. Now we do, you know, we're very social. We do nightlife. I've talked to some people in past journeys of, you know, people they have traveled with, and they mentioned, you know, I always try to listen to, you know, what kind of journey and experience they have. And then, you know, whatever is, you know, missing, we just put together. And that's what we're built over the period of time from the first journey in December 2006 to coming up on our next three journey, and just being here in the 2016 era, getting prepared for one of our biggest journeys of all time. It's 40 of us, but 40 strong. And the last time we had these numbers were in 2007, it was 42 of us, and 2008, it was 32 of us. And the closest after that was 27 of us in 2012. And beyond that, it's in smaller groups. But our operation is built on just the experience that you can get when you have a larger group. You can get a, you know, big bus with all of the elements of what you need to run business operation, do presentation, do entertainment, make people feel comfortable, host and play documentaries, go to certain things. I have an incredible tour guide that just knows his country in and out, and very passionate about his country, very Pan-African about his country also. So you get something real live as far as, you know, as far as the history of the country. So it's all of the elements that you'd want, you know, that are out there available for, you know, for a journey. Except there's no safari. I guess, there are national parks and things. If you go further north in Ghana, but this last time we went to the center of Ghana, the Braunhofer region. This time we're going further east. Of the country, which is closer, which is the Volta region, is actually closer to Togo. A very tropical, incredible, scenic area. So the journey is just laid out to where you can really enjoy it. And what everything is built around is the documentation to get you prepared, to get you clear, so you can, you know, make a commitment, so you can make a focus on, you know, a game plan. So the website, africaforafricans.org, has all of your live tour information, and all of it's always updated. And once you go to the site, you see the MP3 player, and it is full of live music. And just, you know, many of the songs are just cultural songs I heard just growing up, living in Jamaica and living in Brooklyn, New York. And just, you know, just being around just the elements of this, you know, cultural conscious reggae, and this is, you know, my favorite type of music, because it really just connect us, our history, our culture, and really just, you know, lay things out and define things. It's kind of like our concept of Marcus Garvey vision of the African diaspora reconnecting to the African continent and being a part of the nation-building process, because of the brain drain, all the great minds, even still today, that's being taken out of the African continent and being put in some of the highest establishment in Euro-American society. I'm talking about the continent best doctors, engineers, scientists. You know, we can go on with the high profession. They're all here from, you know, and you know, so it's, you know, it throws that balance off. And at the same time, to have institutions and things are not built for our people to you know, return back to, you know, where they are, you know, their birth country, their birth continent, and be a part of that process. So that's one of the biggest investments in the African continent is manufacturing, building the enterprises that you know, you need those professionals to run. Hospitals are one of the popular things you always hear about in developing countries that, you always hear something like the last one was built like 30 years ago, and the point between when one was built to the next one is this, you know, is this wide. But those are the level of opportunities, it's, you know, it's something that, you know, we probably, you know, some of us probably feel that it could be solved, you know, altogether on the continent. But when you take away the great minds of this, you know, a whole continent, you know, you're gonna have chaos. You're gonna have certain things. So that's my perspective on that. So what I'm gonna do, everyone, is I'm gonna go to a Ghana tour, October 2016, and whatever relevant journey that you're going on, just go to the relevant link. All of the details is the same except for the date. And I'm gonna go directly to the departure and reminder list, which is the last article on any of the tour links. And then other things you're gonna see on the tour links are just all supporting documents and reference to this, giving you a full feel of the journey. And the main page that you're clicking from, it gives you, you know, just a nice introduction on, you know, updates of everything. So the departure and reminder list, right? And first thing we talk about is, what let's talk about is all of the Ghana tour information can be found on our website links. So number two, our gratuities. Prior to departure, Africa for the Africans will collect tips for hospitality service provided in Ghana. This amount is based off the number of confirmed tour participant. This will serve as a separate charge for the tour and will be collected on the departure date upon arrival at Atlanta or Amsterdam, wherever we meet. The total per person or total per adult is $50, and this will allow us to expedite service. You can give additional tips to anyone who gives you great service or whoever you choose to while you're in the country. This is basically tips for all of the Ghana staff, including drivers, guides at sites, hotel staff, and entertainment. All other services that may be provided on this tour are, it's your tip option. Yeah. So that's just look into this instead of this everybody just giving a constant group constant tip all over the place on a long journey. All tour groups all tour operation usually just work tips, and the range I've seen is minimum 50, most I've seen is over 100, and you know, everybody have their way they laid out. But that layout, as far as the people who, those are the people that's, you know, run our operation, and those are the people that we're going to connect and that's going to take care of us the entire time while we're there in Ghana. Number three, when you visit, do not come with a romanticized notion about Ghana / Africa, or you will be disappointed and unnecessarily frustrated. Come with open eyes and an open mind, knowing that Ghana is a developing nation. There is much to do, and we can be a positive, contributory part of it. Keep in mind that Ghana / Africa is not America or Europe, nor do we want it to be. We're Mother Africa's children, returning home, and we want to be part of Mother Africa growth and development. Number four, the last conference call we talked about the Delta Airlines e-ticket. So to access your e-ticket, you just log into delta.com or klm.com, They're still in the process of trying to merge their system where everything is identical. But all of the Ghana flights are on KLM. So if you go to their site, you can see all your flight. I'm still used to just using Delta's website. In certain segments, I'm realizing that some people, all of their flight structures are not shown on Delta.com. So in that case, I've advised everyone, if you're missing a leg or something on your travel route, or something doesn't look right, just go to KLM.com, and probably just end up just using this KLM.com once everything is clear. So when you click on either website, you click on My Trips. Now for Delta.com, it's going to want you to put in your first and last name and the confirmation number that was sent to you via email. KLM wants you to click on the booking code. The KLM uses they call it booking code, same term, confirmation number. So the only thing they require you to do is just put in your last name and then put in the booking code. But if there's someone else in that same booking code that has your last name, they're gonna then on the next link, this link next click this asks you to put in your first name. And so once you do that, then you access your full tour flight, your full schedule from your closest airport or whatever we arrange or agreed on to meet, in Amsterdam. Most of us are gonna, either leave from Atlanta or connect into Atlanta. Other airports are, JFK, New York, Seattle. As the main, the main direct flight that will take you to Amsterdam. For those who live in, other cities, I've connected literally most of us to Atlanta, and to make it easier. And then for the people on West Coast, everyone is going to go to Seattle. And those are a combination of Delta and KLM jets that's going to take you directly. The good thing about it, all of the baggage and all those systems have been integrated for, for many years because they're codeshare partners. So they buy flights on, they basically have agreements for seats on each other aircraft. And that works out good because then that allows us to work and get the leverage of getting, getting the flight structure that's really just unique to where check your bags and you just pick your bags up there in Ghana. But let me talk more about the things that I want everyone to check when they go to the when you log into your trip. Let's make sure all of the dates are correct. We're leaving October 26th, and we are and then our return from Ghana is November 8th. So we are, we're gonna when we're flying, we're gonna get to Amsterdam the next day. The Alpha is gonna get there the next day. So you're gonna, the day you should see is the 27th, and then when we're leaving from Ghana, we get to Amsterdam the next day. And so what you see is November 9th. So let's make sure everything looks correct. We are verified and looked through everything, and everything has been closed out as far as the October 20, 2016 group as far as flights. And other things we want everyone to do is to make sure if you need to upgrade or change your seats, it's the best time to do it now before you're before people start taking more seats. Add your special service. You can add your meals. You can add your frequent flyer number. If you don't have one, it will provide you a link where you can sign up for one. Your email address, your emergency contacts. If you have any issue accessing your tickets or see any incorrect details on your flight itinerary or have any questions in general, just contact me as soon as possible. And that's just something we just got to make sure that's perfect. No problems, no issue or anything. And
Hey, Bomani.
sure, go ahead.
This is Ron the G. I have a question. Looking at number four, it says, "Look, this access to your ticket is only available 60 to 75 days before your flight departure."
Yes, exactly. So that means that that means that early August, sorry, sometime like early August would have been 75 days. At that point, I think I had the tickets ready before then. So basically, I'm just saying that for everyone that's traveling, I usually close out on tickets 2 to 2.5 months before we leave. So everybody should have it by the 2 month mark. So everybody should have their tickets cleared up. That's all that meant.
Well, oh, okay, because I don't have my ticket. I have my itinerary.
Yes, I sent you an e-ticket, Delta e-ticket. You log into Delta and you print your e-ticket. That's it's just it's that itinerary is your ticket. It's your confirm ticket, and it'll give you a seat number confirming that you're.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
This is my ticket. This itinerary.
Yes, and what I usually do when I just go to the airport, I usually print that out just to have my itinerary with me. Because what I end up doing is I end up pulling a card from my wallet and you know, so it could read my itinerary and pull it up on the screen and click it, and it'll print me out a boarding pass, and then I'll just add my two bags and, you know, and then head out.
So that's what the day that I go up there, that's what I'm going to have to do is go and get my boarding pass.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me I'm trying to make sure this is all relevant. So to make sure, you know, we're clear on everyone. When you get to your relative airport, for those in Atlanta, I'll make sure we're gonna have I'll probably send something separate to all of us for all of us to meet up in, because it's a lot of people. I want to make sure everything is good with all of us, and we might have to move some luggage around if we have overabundance of school supplies. So, but to get to the point, everyone, what you do is you go directly to, you know, the Delta kiosk, and your ticket information is logged in there, and everything based on what you see on the My Trip when you connect there, everything exactly there is what's logged into their system and confirmed. So that's, you know, when I was doing texting and communicating with everyone, that was to make sure everything is perfect, and that's just something that's like the first thing you just got to get out the way, especially if you have a big group and you have so many tickets. So that should be clear for everyone. Every one ticket should be fine. I was just mentioning this to just letting everyone know to just basically go into your login and start putting the things that you need and getting the things that you need set up, and that, because it's something that you can just forget like that. The next thing you know, you're actually leaving, and you know, you forgot to add your meals or put your emergency information in, and many things. Take your time and read through that information, just like everything else on the list. I'm just going through it to make sure, see if anyone have any questions on any of the points. Number five, make sure you secure your personal documents, including passport, ticket. You can leave anything you want as a copy or a scan to your email. If it just gives you a peace of mind. Me, personally, it gives me a peace of mind, so I always have mine on my email and on my computer itself secured. But that's what I do with all of my documents. That way, you know, you have copies of things. These are just things that we just are going through with everyone to make sure everyone just go through a process to where when you get to the airport, you can just clear your mind and say, I took care of everything. Everything was clear. Everything was done on point. Everything is, you know, was organized. I followed all the directions. And now I'm just ready to have the best journey of my life. So it's just that work that we put in by just going through these things. So what I'm going to do, everyone, I'm going to stop for a minute, and I'm going to open everything up for questions and relevance to the first five things that I talk about on the preparation departure list for clarity. So anyone, if you have any questions, just press *6 to mute yourself. And usually once you finish talking for a while, I end up just muting you myself. So then if you need to talk back, you can just unmute yourself. This clears up any feedback. And also the video is disabled because that was a feedback issue also. Sure, go ahead. When you speak, if you could please say your name, that way everyone knows who's talking.
Okay, this is Ronald Majid again. I just want to make it clear that so when I get there that day, that's when I get my ticket.
Yeah, as far as the 20th century technology, as far as this people mailing you like physical tickets, it doesn't exist anymore. Once you paid the airlines for your booking, which has been paid for since end of July, and you get that confirmation, and you can log in and you can see your seats and you can do all the activities. That's it right there. That's good as your ticket in your hand. It's in your system. You just have to show up the day and get the boarding pass, because the ticket is just something that's in the system. The boarding pass will just give you clarity to proceed to security to get to your gate, and it'll have your gate number and your seat number and everything on the boarding pass.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just want to be clear on that. I got you.
All right, perfect. Anyone have any questions or anything that we talk about? Yes, please do the same as Ron did. Just unmute yourself. Give us your first name and just state your question or what you'd like to talk about.
Yes, this is Black Diamond. Hi, I'm going on today, but I hope you have a great trip. I'm up to there next Maple Money. But there was a lady that said she's from Palm Bay, Florida.
Yes, that was my sister. The sister I was telling both of you about, I was telling Tabia. Tabia, can you hear us? Can you unmute your line? Tabia, this is Black Diamond. Black Diamond, Tabia. We both live in Palm Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can definitely connect with you after the call and everything. Greetings, everybody. I'm back. I just paused the line. I was just talking to Imacus. Imacus, I can hear you. Go ahead. At any point, if you ever want to interject on any of the things that we talk about on the list, I'm just going to mainly go through this list. I want to make sure I cover all the things that everybody should be working on, like right now, to get ready and finalize.
Okay, cool.
And everyone, this is Imacus. For those who are not familiar, Imacus owns the One Africa Resort, and that's been an integral part of our operation. That's the part that deals with... deals with one of our, you know, wonderful sisters who have just made some great moves to make things clear for us for repatriation. So Imacus is gonna open things up for Imacus to talk a little bit about herself in a minute or two. Let me get some more questions on these points that we just covered.
Okay. Well, I just got in there, so
You just got in the call. I got you. Yeah.
Trying to get in, but if you want me to give a quick background and a few comments.
Oh, perfect. That's actually perfect. The thing I actually talked about was the point that I love and I got from your book, when you visit, do not come with a romanticized notion. That's on the number three cool list. And then I talked about gratuities, and beyond that was just the tour information. So if you can introduce yourself and then connect on those points, that'll be good.
Romani's right. Leave your rose-colored glasses in America, and don't come with a romanticized notion about what Africa is, okay? It's a lot of things, okay? A lot of negative media hype, so we're gonna throw that out of our mind. And, come looking, not just enjoy yourself, but think about it as coming on a pilgrimage. Just like the Muslims go to Mecca, we go to West Africa, to the dungeon, to connect with the ancestors. So for me, I've been in West Africa for the past 28 years. I'm originally from New York City, from the Blue Down Bronx. And it's been a challenge, okay? Not bad, but it has been a challenge. So my place, One Africa Health Depot and Restaurant, is really what I used to call a halfway house, halfway between where you're going and where you've been. And it's an introduction to what is possible for us coming out of America. So a couple of things I want to say so that I don't forget. Number one, if there are certain things that you want to do. You want to shop when you get there. So what I suggest, you're allowed two suitcases. Bring stuff in your suitcase that you want to give away, because there's a lot of stuff that you want to buy. And so that you're not overweight, then those things that you get up will be compensated by the things that you buy, number one. Number two, if you're interested in having jewelry made, what I've done and what I encourage other people to do is that you take your old gold, odd earrings, broken chains, and bring stuff like that. And then we can give it to a jeweler who can melt it down and make it into whatever it is that you want to have it made into, whether it's silver or gold. Third thing, what I'm asking everybody to do is that I would like you to put two bottles of hot sauce, Frank's hot sauce, Louisiana hot sauce, but I'd like everybody to bring me at least two bottles of hot sauce. okay? That's my special request, coming from there, because I know you all like hot sauce on food, and I've run out. A few other things. We're going to do ceremonies in the dungeon and on the beach. You're expected to wear white, bring a couple white items with you, so that for the ceremony. And you're also going to get a name. So by now you should have given Omani your date of birth, the day that you were born. And you can find that by going online, looking up your birthday, and it will tell you what day of the week you were born. Then we can prepare your certificates and whatnot with your new names on them. What else? Does anybody have any questions? Kind of running ahead. Congratulations to me. I have just witnessed the birth of my 11th great-grandson.
Congratulations. Okay, so excellent.
I'm kind of happy. Okay. So does anybody have any questions for me at this time?
Yes, and everyone, please just unmute yourself, and then during the duration when we go into all these questions, if you have any specific questions for Imicus based on the topic, you can just always reach out. She'll be co-hosting this conference call with me. So I appreciate everyone. Let me mute you back, and what I'm going to do is just go back to these points. Imicus, I'll mute you, and then I'll just, if you need to unmute yourself, go ahead, and but when I get to the point where we open things up, I'll just unmute you automatically. All right, so the six-point talk about, we actually covered it in the tickets and itinerary, is to please verify all of your travel documents and have them secure for travel. So the things that you're going to make sure you have is your printout of your flight itinerary. We talk about your passport with your visa showing that it's going to be valid, you know, when you get there. Explain to everyone to do their visa August 15th to then September the 15th, the latest. So that whether you do a single entry visa or multiple entry visa, that would automatically make your visa good. But you still have to check to make sure it shows your 3 months or your multiple entry time frame. Another document that you're going to need is the yellow fever card. So with the yellow fever, there's, you know, in the U.S. there's places around. It might not take your insurance. It might be something you have to do separate from any insurance, but it's something individuals are, are recommended that, flying into the country, you need to, get that taken care of. It's good for 10 years. Mine expired this year along with my visa, and so got a fresh new yellow fever card, and I've got it, everything all together ready to go. So that's what I mean by securing it. And so the next thing, based on your itinerary, arrive at the airport 2 to 3 hours to give yourself enough time to check in and go through security and get on a flight. You're flying out of an international terminal. That's where you would go. Some just have one terminal, some have a specific international terminal. So every person in Atlanta that's flying with us, we're going to either leave from the F gate or the E gate, which is on the international side of the Atlanta airport. And for those who are going through bigger airports, bigger traffic and bigger stress and things like that, just you definitely want to follow the 2 to 3 hour rule. But in general, if you need to get there earlier for peace of mind, that's also fine. You can just relax and everything. Eight, check bags. So what you have is 2 check bags are allowed. So when you're adding your bags on the Delta kiosk, make sure you select 2, and then it's gonna, you're gonna be called up to the counter, and the Delta attendant is gonna make sure that he's gonna put your bag. It's gonna say, example for us, it's gonna be Atlanta to ACC. You want to make sure you verify that, make sure you see everything, and also make sure you secure your bags with a lock, and make sure that everything that you have is wrapped, organized. Those of us who have liquids, just make sure that, like Amicus just explained, shrink wrap, bubble wrap, and also make sure it's completely sealed, as if worst case scenario, it pop bursts or leak or anything like that, it's going to be contained in that secure bag that you're going to put together. You definitely want to make sure it's airtight and everything. So that's how you avoid that. Other than that, what you're looking at is 50 pounds, two check bags. So you really want to put all of your things that you're going to, all of the things that you're going to use in one bag. And if you have things that you want to get rid of, school supplies or things you want to trade, barter, and network with, I recommend put that in the other bag. And then you work on getting everything out of that bag in the country, and then you can fill it up and get your shopping on and buy all the wonderful things you want to buy. And you have 50, 50 pounds. If you need more than that, you're looking at $200 for additional bag. And you, overweight is 51 to 70 pounds. So if you add an additional 20, that's $100. But just for another bag itself, is $200. That's 50 pounds. So that's, so that's options for those who are looking to bring things back. And absolutely no bags over 70 pounds. That's not even really, that's a back breaker. Sorry for anybody have to lift that bag. But this, if you get like a 24-inch roll-on bag, that's probably usually about 50 to maybe about $80. You can, if you pack that to fullness without a bunch of heavy stuff, by the time you weigh, because I do it every year, it just usually always come up between 45 to close to 50 pounds. So that's, so that's what you're looking. You want to limit the heavy stuff, and that's how you'll work your weight. 9, carry-on bags. What I usually use for my carry-on is I have a 20-inch upright roll-on, and I have a backpack which has padding for my laptop and everything, and have all the pockets and accessories. That way, if you just need to just really just pack certain things, you have all of the that space between those two bags as far as the things that you just need to carry on. And you just always want to make sure that you at least have maybe an extra outfit or two in case of an emergency, like if if something just goes strange and your bag is delayed, which is not something that happens, but it's something that you want to be prepared for. And we can always get it later on or in the next flight in the morning. So these are just things that we just process to get ourselves together. But those two are your carry-ons, and the other two is your check-ins. And note, we're all flying to Amsterdam. So when we get to Amsterdam, almost all of our flights get there. Well, almost all of us have like a 7-hour layover. So literally, you can actually make your way out to Amsterdam for a few hours, and usually go downtown Amsterdam, and you can kind of just, we're just working in groups. But what you do is when we for those who decide that they want to come to Amsterdam with us, what we're going to do is proceed through passport control. We're going to have our two our two carry-on bags. So what we do is once we exit passport control, when we look to the left and we go down a little bit, we'll see some elevators that will take us a floor down to to a locker that's by a security facility that watch the lockers and monitor everything to make sure it's fine. So if you so only thing you need is a Visa card or just any debit card. But sorry, not in debit card. You're in Amsterdam, you're in Europe, and you're gonna make sure you have to have like an updated Visa card, because all of the systems there. I remember last time, if your card wasn't updated, like if you maybe had a card in like a year and a half, 2 years, it might not work. But your PayPal cards, MasterCards, Visa cards, they all work. So what it's gonna charge is, I want to say it's about 10 euros. Which is equivalent to like about, I don't have the exchange on there, but it's if it's one of the things where it's big lockers, so five people can put their you know, put their carry-ons in there, and then take a small bag, or make sure you just put the things that you need. Make sure you bring your paper. You know, make sure you have the most important things that you need. Make sure you have your passport and things with you while you're out and everything, and also make sure you have your information with you. And you know, that's in case of emergency. You have it with you, and I'm just always looking at everything in a secure way to make sure that you're safe and make sure things are organized, and try to look at things in every angle, right? So and while you're out there in Amsterdam, just enjoy yourself. It's we'll get you enough time to where you can get brunch, and you can just enjoy the coffee shop, and just if something's on your bucket list, just enjoy yourself and come back with your group, and we can just all meet there at the whatever we agree on, because that's what we'd literally talk together, and whatever all of us agree on where we meet and everything, or we work it out. It's something that's not it's not bad. I've done it twice, and everything is stable right now, because at one point the airport was a different airport, and then the last year the airport was like it's a whole new airport. So but we have a kind of feel of how to proceed and everything through there. So number 10, we talk about when packing luggage, remember that less is better. So just keep that in mind. So some of these things are repetitive. As we talk about one, we end up just talking about sometimes one or two or going into it. But that's point number 10. And if anybody have any questions, let me know. And then we're going to go to the next set of points and just keep going. That way we don't save all the questions for the last. So anyone, just press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Okay. Bomani?
Go ahead.
This is Edith.
Go ahead, Imacus and Tabia, can you hold for?
One of the points that you raised was with the yellow fever injections, and I know that some people do not take injections.
Correct.
If someone does not want to take the yellow fever injection, you have to go to your doctor and get a letter that exempts you, saying that for whatever reason you're allergic or whatever, so that you cannot take the yellow fever injection. Okay, if you choose to do that.
Yeah, it's a great point. And everyone, if you have any questions about these things, just let us know. I got a voicemail from someone. They were asking me when to take the yellow fever shot, and I was explaining to them mm-hmm. Basically, it's good for 10 years. Take it now. Now is good. Give enough time for whatever you are taking, whatever tablet or medicine they give you, to dissolve into your body. And whatever mm-hmm. shocks and side effects you have, you have it now.
And any medicine that you are required to take, whatever your pharmaceuticals are, make sure you bring your supply of medication.
Absolutely.
Same thing applies for different types of batteries, for your cameras and whatnot. If you use special lithium batteries, things like that, bring those with you, because they're difficult to find in Diamond, and when you find them, they're also very expensive.
Absolutely, great points, Imacus, and our line is still open. Anyone have any questions? If not, I'm moving to the next point. Number.
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead. Oh, sorry, I apologize. Tabia, are you still open? Last caller, can you hold? Tabia, can you, are you still?
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Edith.
And you were just here through your coach.
Yeah.
All right, Edith, go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to ask a question about the airport. Now, can I get to the international airport through the regular first airport?
Which?
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, the best thing to do is to make your route to the international terminal. If you want to take the domestic terminal, you can go also to the domestic terminal, which is going to be gate T, and then it's going to go from A, B, C, D, and then we're either going to be on E or F. So it basically, it's like several stops on the train line, but Atlanta Airport as a domestic and international side. And sometimes even when I'm flying domestic, I go international because I literally live like about 10 miles away from the international terminal, and it's just an easy route. So whatever is convenient for you and moving around, it's either or. Everybody just has to be, you know, at the gate at that time. But I really want everyone to meet up at an international terminal so we can all just connect together and move luggage around, especially if I end up with a lot of school supplies more than we can carry. I'm looking for people to assist me in taking some supplies along with the t-shirts and the bags that has our tour information on. So you're fine on that. Does that clear up your questions, Edith?
Yes.
I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. All right, Tabia, I apologize. Can you speak now? You still on?
Hello?
Yes, so we had someone that I was holding after you speaking the first time. My name is Tabia. Tabia, I'm going to unmute you. Tabia, you're unmuted. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
All right, what was your question? You're saying something right around the same time Imricus was talking.
Oh, me? Come on?
Yes, I apologize if I thought I heard...
Actually, it was going to be something about the hot sauce, because I was going to ask her if it was difficult to find vinegar there, actually.
Oh, Imricus, she's live.
Oh, yeah, you can get vinegar. We can get vinegar there.
Okay, perfect.
I appreciate your sister, and also everyone, Tabia is out. Is organizing the journey with me for May of 2017. So she's been on Facebook just sharing a lot of information. And a lot of things she's sharing is very relevant, especially if you've never been to Ghana. And she's like searching for, like looking through like the millions of videos that we have. And she's finding all the right ones and sharing it. So I appreciate her, because it saved me from time from posting certain things. Mm-hmm. And to be appreciate you, I'm going to pause you and go ahead, Imricus.
Okay, I know that y'all are bringing a lot of things, and if at all possible, because, you know, our schools need computers, but not stand-up computers, laptops. So if it's possible for anyone to bring a laptop or two for the school, it would be greatly appreciated. We have a computer lab. Unfortunately, we don't have any computers.
Wow, that is...
Okay, so that's an option if anyone is able to bring inexpensive laptops, but at least it's something.
Absolutely, and we definitely have that pushing. Right, I have it on the list that we're going to send out again about the school supplies I'm going to put it in the next newsletter and put it at the top about the computers that we have.
Okay.
The computer lab with no computers. That is that's not hilarious, but that's wow. That's what we're sharing with everyone. The schools that we're going to, the children, those are the children that need these things. So you have some schools mm-hmm. in Ghana where, some have and some don't. So we do our best to reach out to these schools. So appreciate you, Imricus, for always this updating everyone on what's going on and things like that. And what would be very good for Shakesha is to give, send some updates, even on Facebook or so, as far as the progress of the schools and things, because, we have a lot of dedicated people that's doing a lot of things, and some of them are asking me when, recently, how is everything going with Akoma, so.
Mm-hmm. With Akoma, things are going pretty well. We had an anniversary, which was really very nice and well attended. We're always looking for volunteer teachers to come. One of the things that we'd really like to happen, and one of the things I'm working on, is to get some people together to come in and paint the school. Okay. Sometimes we have students study abroad programs, but we have a couple of days where people want to come back and be volunteer teachers at the school. They're certainly welcome to do that. But the school is doing very well. We now have 250 students in our school, going from pre-K to 6. And we're probably the only school, one of the few schools, I should say, that has black dolls. Our children never saw black dolls before Bomani started coming and becoming a whole part of this this family, this pilgrimage. So we're very, very grateful for everything that folks have done when they've come. And they've also sponsored children. And these are children from rural families, rural farmers' families, and have no means in which to pay for their education other than by sponsorship from our brothers and sisters coming from America and the Caribbean.
Well, appreciate that, Imacus. And also, can you give everyone the full name of the school and its location?
The name of the school is the Acoma International Academy of Arts and Sciences, and it is located in El Nina, in a place called Ain Sudu. And the thing about our school that's so nice is that it's a large, very airy school. We have large acreage, and for a while we had an organic farm going, and we were growing our own food.
That is perfect, perfect. That is it, and that's the beautiful thing about living in cultural Ghana. You can just grow the things that you need. So everyone, I'm going to go through the rest of the points, and then we just get everything wrapped up in the next 20 minutes. All right, number 11, bring a set of white/red, black, and green. Imacus talks about the white. That's for our second ancestor day when we go to El Mina and Cape Coast Holocaust Dungeon, and when we do the naming ceremony. It's a long day. I know we're in white, and some of us may get a little dirty after a while. It's a ceremony you see when you're watching the videos and us in all white. And it's a perfect connection. The red, black, and green we'll wear on our tour to Asin Manso. And that's a combination also. It's red, black, green, and gold. It's the colors of the country are Ghana. And we use the elements of red, black, and green as elements of Marcus Garvey's flag that he designed for UNIA. Red, black, and green. So the concept is cultural Pan-Africanism. Also, paying homage to our ancestors. 12. Bring any school supplies you can donate to the children. We talked about laptops, bags, pencils, any basic things. If you're limited on space, just light stuff, ideal. And for those who would rather financial donation, that's definitely accepted. You can give it in US dollars or CDs, and I recommend that you give it when you're there at the location, when we collect everything right there in front of the presentation, when we do our presentation at the school. Sorry, before we do our presentation. 13, we talk about our meetups and where we're leaving. So the Ghana to October group, 4 p.m. meet and greet Atlanta Airport, and that's Delta International Terminal, and that is D1 for departure 1. And as soon as you walk through the door, you'll see this all Delta terminal, all Delta kiosk. The whole Atlanta Airport is 90% Delta Airlines. So, but it just makes it easy. Once you hit D1, you'll see the kiosk. And I'm just going through this point. We did talk about some of it, so I'm still gonna go through it. I'm doing my best to go through everything word for word as much as possible. But once you get to Atlanta, ask your agent to direct you to the Amsterdam gate. And these are for people who are, a lot of people have connection flights that's gonna take you into Atlanta. You're gonna get there between, between 3 to 4:30, just find our gate and then just join our group. I'll make sure we just lock off a certain part of where we are, and then it'll just be all of us together. And we're looking at about a good 25 of us, 25 of us that's gonna be all in the Atlanta International Terminal. Based on connection flights and those of us that live in the area. All right, 14, bring, Amica's talking about bring the necessary medicine that you need, and you want to discuss these things with your doctor, because the main thing is that none of us are saying Ghana is dangerous and anything, but what I'm looking at, you know, for security purposes, that we're on a 2-week journey, you know, we've gone and everything that you can possibly think that we want, we need, and things like that. In that time frame, other than what, you know, we're going to have, there is this, those are the things that, you know, I want us to process, to, you know, to make sure that you spend every moment there in the country enjoying yourself. The worst thing is when you have to, you know, run off and try to find this. You got to, you know, like Amicus talk about, you got to try to find a charger, try to find this, and then it might not be the same as what you, you know, you need and everything. So that just saves all those problems. So we're going to go really, like right now, as we go through the list, we're going to really start going into the list of things that you need. So 15, the camera camcorders, the people, if you're using any kind of film and memory card or rechargeable batteries and everything, make sure you have all your electronics, and make sure you have, you know, a nice converter or a foreign adapter and an extension cord. So if you get an extension cord, make sure it's international to where it's, you know, it has, you know, where it support UK, because that's where, you know, it's the same system, the Ghana system, the same as UK system. So I have an image I was posting on the forum, but it's something that literally when you type the words in that I have on the list, it will come up and you'll see what it is. And then when you look in the, you know, the detail, it'll explain to you that wherever you go in the world, because most of them are going to support, you know, the manufacturers, if they're going to build an international extension cord, they're going to build one that's going to, that you can use anywhere in the world. Other than that, they'll more than likely be out of business, because, you know, there's others that that sell it. So some people are going to be using a lot of, you know, electronics, and some are not. Just make sure that you know, you have an extension cord that can supply everything you need. If you bring your laptop and those are portable devices, you know, that's, you know, you just, you know, usually whichever hotel you go to, you're gonna have somewhere you can put, you know, put those things and set it up. And, you know, that's your, you know, that's your part, you know, your port of operation right there. I'm gonna go in a little bit more into some of these points, and just, you know, as we begin to start closing out. 16, travel, iron, alarm clock, plastic bags, Compreg, umbrella, waterproof poncho, and other convenient accessories. The reason why I say waterproof poncho, you are at what we'll call the end of the rainy season. So what you're looking to do is this, you know, if you, you know, you're looking to keep something like that with you basically at all times, as with the other few things that you're going to carry around throughout the daytime. And you don't have to physically carry it with you, just, you know, you can, there's a big bus and you can just put, you know, secure it where your seat is. And if it happened to rain while we're driving somewhere, you can just put that on and you're good to go. All right, 17. And Amicus, I'm going to mute you while I talk. And if you just want to connect in these points, it's fine. And I usually have something nice to explain to people about number 17, which is mosquito sprays or repellent or citronella oil, which is an excellent insect repellent. Avoid wearing scented lotions or oil. Mosquitoes like sweet scent. Note, most of these sprays have dangerous chemicals, so do your research for the safest thing to use. Amicus, would you like to share on a point as far as if someone wants to make sure that they're, you know, make sure they have a question about the mosquitoes and things, what would you recommend on top of what I have here on number 17?
I would recommend citronella oil. Not deep sprays and all the rest of that. Your citronella oil, your all natural sprays are the kind of things you can use.
And that is,
citronella oil is just good for your skin anyway.
Perfect. So everyone.
Okay. You don't really need suntan lotions and sunscreen and stuff like that. It's really not necessary, okay? If you want to buy shea butter, you can buy your shea butter in Ghana a heck of a lot cheaper than you're going to get it in America. The other thing, too, is your money. First of all, you don't take checks. Number two, you should bring your money in large denominations of 50s and $100 bills, because they get a better rate of exchange. $1 $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, your rate of exchange is going to be less, it's going to be much lower. And a lot of times, people don't even want single dollar bills, all right? You're going to be able to tip, and you want to be able to give someone a decent tip. And a decent tip starting out is $5 and up. And just remember that living in America, when we go out to restaurants and places like that, we tip, okay? So 10%, 15% of what your bill is a good tip for the service that you receive.
I appreciate you, Amicus, and you just tapped on point number 18, though, which I have a calculator for basic things like currency exchange. Yes, the recommended is everyone make sure you have 100s and 50s. The 20s and below is not gonna cut it, because you're gonna get a lower denomination. Like we talk about. Right now, the currency is for one U.S. dollar, you're looking at 3.95 CDs. So it's almost a 1-to-4. So even any small denomination, even if it's you're getting 3.7, you know, after a while, that money just adds up. So it's just best to save yourself from that. 19, we talk about some of this. Bring as much cash as you need. People always ask me, what's the recommended amount? What you're looking at is the tour that's paid for, so you have your, you have your lunch and you have whatever you're doing at night and whatever you're looking to shop and do, and that varies from different person to person. So I recommend, usually the 400 to 800, and if you just seem to be just more than that, for some of us it'll be a little different, but just bring what you need and then bring some extra cash on a Visa card. MasterCard is accepted, it's just not at every ATM. So yeah.
MasterCard and Visa. And you do have the ATM machine, but understand when you use the ATM machine, there is a charge. There's a charge from your bank, and then there's a conversion charge, an international conversion charge, which is about $15. So sometimes, depending on how much money you're taking out, you could spend as much as $20 per transaction using your ATM card.
Yeah, and I guess every bank is going to be different. I remember using my PayPal. I didn't see any charges. I remember using other cards in the past, and I remember seeing $5 charge and things. So it's gonna vary based on your system. The thing of it is, what you want to do is you want to communicate with the people that you're banking with. And be clear and let them know that you're using your cards of business in an international country, specifically Ghana, and you give them the physical dates that you're going to be in the country, and that will save you a headache from calling international.
Please notify your bank that you are going to be traveling to Ghana during that particular period of time, because otherwise they will reject your request. I just went to that because I forgot to tell them I was coming to America, and they wouldn't give me a dime until I notified them and let them know of all the cities that I would be traveling to.
Perfect. So everyone, what me and Amica just talked about is on point number 19. So we're not only going through this point, but I'm letting everybody know physically, where everything is at as we go through it, and It's things that we're talking about based on our experience. I've been traveling there to Ghana for coming up on 10 years. Amicus has been there in Ghana for... Amicus, you've been there, it's your 30th anniversary and 20th for your business?
This is the 20th anniversary of my business and 28 years of living on the land.
Excellent. It's something that, both of us have experienced, and we want to save you from as much time as possible, just doing things like that versus just enjoying the country. 20, the weather is going to be, for me, the weather usually feel in its tropical essence, like Jamaica, like it's in its mid-70s. But what I want everyone to know that you're bringing light clothing for a tropical atmosphere, sandals, shorts, walking shoes, sundress, tank tops, swimwear, casual / African clothing, for certain nightlife and evening, like a business networking conference. welcome and farewell dinner, and also your swimwear when you go to the beach, or each of the resorts have, and the hotels have a nice pool and everything. So if you want to take a swim, you're good to go. And then we're going to the beach one day for a few hours. Just trying to let everyone know that you're going to bring literally all different types of things that you need, because there's so many different things that we're doing, and we just want everybody to be prepared. The schedule tell you, what we're doing and everything, so you can literally read the itinerary and think about, what you want to actually bring and everything. So let me move to the next point. 21, no photo taken allowed at the airport, state building, other government facilities. Your film will be confiscated and you will be arrested. Naturally, what myself and Kwabena, our tour guide, do is definitely tell you that you can't take, let you know ahead of time before we get to the U.S. Embassy or the places that we're talking about that's on our travel route, that you'll see that we'll talk about, but you can't take pictures. And, so we'll give you a heads up, but just keep that in your mind, and that will save any little issue with security or police stopping the bus, which they will stop the bus, and that will cause another set of issues that's unnecessary. So move from that point. 22, after tour does not offer travel insurance, but it can be purchased from independent insurers. Passport Health is one of the companies that have a few locations in different parts of the U.S. that offer travel and health services. A few group members in the past in the Atlanta area have used PassportHealthUSA.com service. So there's other people, but that's just what SAS and a few of our sisters use. And we end up talking about it and putting that on there to just actually just have something you can kind of compare it to. 23, toiletries including bathroom, tissue, soap, feminine napkins, wet wipes, facial tissue, washcloth, beach towel, laundry soap, basic things. And also, if you're looking to get your things washed, what's recommended is when you get to your next hotel point, you order your laundry service. That way, you'll get it, the latest the day before you leave, or you just naturally get it next day based on how busy and how many orders. But for laundry service, you definitely want to do it that first day. Every 2 to 3 days, we're moving to a different location or a different part of the country and going to a different place for lodging. 24, Ghanaians are very friendly. However, be wary of people who just want to make quick money off you and make promises they cannot keep. You should know as much as possible about people you are planning to do business with. I talked about David and his Africa Up consultant, but also Imakas, who has been in Ghana, been in business for 20 years. I mean, who else? What other better person like David and Imakas, who have, they have that connection to our folks in African diaspora, and they're on the African continent, they're in Ghana, experiencing and doing many things. So they are the experts that I recommend everyone, if you need to really just have that one-on-one, and you need to, there's certain things I can talk to you about, but I've only lived in the country for 30 years, I've been doing business in the country for 10 years, so there's certain things that I can connect with you. But if you're looking to live, do business in the country, do anything about repatriation, I definitely recommend Imakas and David. Both of them are the only people I really recommend. If you want to do certain things, then my tour guide becomes another option. But these are literally the people I've been doing business with since day one. And, it's obviously we're really just doing good business together, because, we just have an incredible connection, and I love it. It's just unbelievable. But, we're looking to also build energy to show people that, we as a people can come together and work together, make moves, do business, and really just, make things work. So Amicus is one of the main people, David and Kwabena, our tour guide. And together, everything that's put together and we work on is for the purpose to make sure everyone have the best connection there and to be as successful as possible on the adventures and things that they're looking to do. So we don't want you just to meet someone and say that, my uncle is a chief and I can give you 5,000 acres of land for $50. I'm just giving a scenario, And then next thing you know, you're out of luck. I mean, that's something that, that people have done up until even recent, even to process it in their minds. And I always just try to, share that on the bus, that you're going to meet people. We can't watch everybody, and people are going to talk to you, because people are very social. So in some conversation, I don't know if someone is telling you that they can do this and that, but anything, you can communicate with me right away on it, but anything with repatriation and these things, do not go to anybody else. Pay whatever consultation Imacus and David have, because you know it's a professional service, professional business, and it's something that you know has to pay for. Some people have, you know, I've told them I've connected them, and then they end up saying, well, they're trying to charge me. We had this one crazy guy, and then he ended up dealing with some Ghanaians that he didn't know, and they jacked him out of several thousand dollars, and next thing you know, he started complaining to us and making it seem like that we have people in the country that do certain things to people if people don't use our service. And I was like, this guy is crazy. It's like, our purpose in business is to, you know, we talk about Marcus Garvey and things like that. Think about the elements of what Marcus Garvey talking about, us reconnecting to the African continent and making sure we build what we need to build. We don't have time for foolishness and things like that. None of us do. We're as serious as anybody can get, and this journey is as serious as any itinerary that take you to France, England, and other places which don't match. So we're just saying, no, we're doing business at the highest level, and anybody needs to communicate about any of these things is only us and no one else. If you want to compare whatever, that's fine. But at the end of the day, we're doing this because things have happened in the past, and we feel bad for people, because the more people go there and things don't work out, then it's not really building the Pan-African nation that Kwame Nkrumah, Garvey, Malcolm, our great ancestors that laid certain foundations down. It's not building that mode that's going to provide that great future for our children and have those institutions in the African continent build for us to progress. And, if we feel a certain way about certain things going on in America, Ghana and other parts of Africa is not perfect, but it's, we're talking about developing nations, the African continent, right, birth of civilization that you can really work with. But when people are allowed to interfere in the process of nation building, it kills certain spirit. So that's why when we run an operation, it's a tightness business operation, and no loose ends and things like that. Make sure that we have our people on point to do certain things. But we're just asking everyone to please just communicate with us. We're the people that are introducing into the country. We want you to do good. So that's what we're reiterating. Imacus, would you like to add or share any point to that?
Yeah, the thing is that it's not even about trying to monopolize you, but think about this. The people that you want to talk to in terms of doing business or repatriating are people who are doing what you're coming to do. And so we're going to be introducing you to a lot of other people who have repatriated, retirees, business people. And so what we're doing is legitimate, on the up and up. I don't get paid for this. My payment is having you folks come to One Africa for allowing us to give you one of the best times that you're going to have and to introduce you to the land of your ancestors through a pilgrimage process. What I get out of it, my reward is something that no one on earth can give me, okay? So that I've been able to do what I do and live for as long as I've lived in the land as a result of a blessing coming from my ancestors, coming from the universe. The other thing that I would like to throw out to you is that we have a group in Elmina. And so what I'm asking each of you to do is put $10 aside, because they are going to give us a concert and party the last day that you're going to be at One Africa. And it's $10 per person for those who would like to participate, but it is an experience that you will never forget. They have a full orchestra, band, and if you think that you had a party here in America, you ain't partied until you partied with the people from the Purple House. Okay. So think about it. Gomani and others who've been there, they know the deal. Okay, and if you ever go there, when I go there, I can go there so tired. But trust me, when they start playing that music and they play their own instruments, not some recording.
Yeah, they're real musicians, like as real as they're gonna get.
I'm so tired, and when I get there and the music starts playing, I'm so revitalized. So think about it. I hope that y'all will want to participate in it because it is definitely worth doing. Okay.
Amicus, appreciate you sharing that. And what I want to add to that, everyone, is we do have different things that are not on the itinerary that, you know, we're going to give you a heads up while we're on the tour and let you know about it and the time and things like that. So we're going to keep you informed. I mean, what I mean is literally a lot of things that, you know, we have as far as options and things you can do for the 2-week time frame. And one of the things that Amicus didn't touch on yet is about all of the wonderful things that you can get at One Africa if you decide that you like not coming with us to like the canopy walk of the day, where if you know, if you don't want to do the hiking and walking across like all the canopies that I'm going to be shaking and everything, you can stay at One Africa and get certain services. Amicus, can you share some of those services that those who might stay back at One Africa can get?
Okay, we provide massage, reflexology, play bath on the beach, what I call my sea salt sauna. Zumba dancing, we're going to have, you know, drumming, dancing, things like that. So we have, you know, there's nothing to do. We got hammocks hanging around the place, so if you don't feel like you want to go out, you can climb into a hammock and enjoy high definition. Let me say this, because I don't want people to be disappointed. One Africa does not have television. We have high definition. You sit outside and look into the ocean. We don't have air conditioning, but we have fans. And the breeze blows off the ocean all the time. We do have mosquito nets on our beds. The rooms are very nicely decorated, cool, and the environment is conducive to peace. Okay, it's truly paradise. So, as far as Wi-Fi is concerned, if you have laptops, then you can get a doggo, as we call them. They cost about $20, and you'll be able to access the internet. So my place is a drop-off-the-grid place, okay? It's where we go to find ourselves and listen to that small voice that we can't hear most of the time because we're moving too fast and we're too busy. So all we say is let us make your trip one that you will never forget, and let us tickle your tummy, because the best food that you're going to eat while you're in Ghana is at One Africa, and I quote my many satisfied visitors. Okay, so if nobody has any questions for me, I'm going to get off because I'm out here visiting with my grandchildren who I haven't seen in a couple of years. I'll talk to you all on the next conference call.
Alright, perfect, Amicus, if you can hold for a few seconds. Since Amicus is leaving, I'm going to cover the points after she leaves, the last few points, which, you know, she talked about the main things that, she needs to talk about. So please just reach out to any questions right away so our sister could, connect back with our family. All right, everyone, Colleen, your mic is unmuted. It's gone. Anyway, *6 to unmute yourself. And then let us know your name and your question. All right.
That's a good group. Everybody got it together.
Well, appreciate you, Amicus. We have one more call before we travel, which is October 16th, which is
okay.
Sunday. And we'll get all the information out. And definitely look forward to connecting with you and finalizing anything that we need to finalize. And thanks for the invitation for everyone, for the Purple House. Everyone, I'm going to go through a few details once Amicus leave, and that way everyone could be clear on these options.
And the thing is that if you have any questions that were not answered today, then write them down, and we can go over them on the next conference call.
Exactly, because our goal is to go through all of the dialogue that we need to go through. That way when we in Ghana, we can focus on the things that we need to focus on. Definitely, you can always ask questions and things, but our goal is to get certain things out the way so the focus could be on certain things, and then certain questions can really be on certain things that's going to make things work. Well, appreciate you, Amicus, so you take care.
You too. Peace out.
All right, everyone. So last thing Amicus was talking about was one of the optional activities. It's an incredible experience, and it's one of the things where you can get the cash to Amicus, and it's the last night. So some people, if you just feel burned out that you need to just rest and you don't want to go, that's fine. I'm not looking to put all of us in a situation where all of us have to go, because it's a situation where if you're really enjoying yourself and you want to stay late, that's fine. You just have to make sure that you're ready to leave with us 10 o'clock the next morning. And so it's, you know, it's a nice option, and we'll definitely just remind everyone of anything optional that we have that's not quote unquote on the itinerary or in the tour book itself that I'm going to be working on to get everybody. So what I'm going to do is close out on the last few points and then just open things up for final questions and then we'll close. Point number 25, games for leisure time, social gathering, and tournaments including chess, cards, dominoes, general board games, etc. The cards and the dominoes are, you know, always popular. You know, they're, the best thing about them, they're, you know, small to carry. And we're open because it's a lot of us, and for those of us that stay in One Africa, there's some nights where, you know, we're going to be socializing and break out the cards and the dominoes. And then for those who are staying at Elmina Beach Resort, you know, you can organize amongst yourself. The tour guide and one of our assistants will be down there with you. We're gonna do almost everything together, you know, while we're there in Elmina. But the lodging is in two different locations. Amicus talked about what she doesn't have, which has raised a lot of questions over the years about the hot water and things. And I've done my best to explain that this was written in our itinerary from the get-go to give a certain type of experience, just like everything else, the business investment conference, things like that, is to get you to an experience where you're not using any physical hot water and you can just enjoy the natural water. We're not using any air conditioning. You're using either the fan or, you know, the room that I'm in, or all of the rooms, literally. It's, you know, you're right there by the ocean. But what I've done to make sure that everyone is comfortable, and the same thing with the Amicus talk about the internet and things like that. You know, there's ways, if you have your laptop, she doesn't have a good wireless signal to share with everyone. So, but if you go to Elmina Beach Resort, you'll get those things. And everyone that wanted to go to One Africa, I have the list and everything already. It's based on the people agreed, and it's, you're on there. And everyone else that, you know, that wanted Elmina Beach Resort, you know, you're confirmed on there. So, you know, when we, you know, when we're doing that route, you know, we'll just have that split up of the group, and then we'll work our bags in one section, and everyone else will work their the next group, work their bags in another section. So we're going to work those things out logistically, and it's just something that we're talking about in general ahead of time, but it's something that when we get to the time, we'll go through it, you know, a little bit ahead of time, and then when the day of the event, we have everything organized, logistics work out. So it's a whole lot of logistics on this operation, from the flights to the tour bus to the schedule, but it's something that it takes a lot of work to organize and put together, and we feel like we have the best setup and the right people in place to make it work. And you know, this itinerary is, you know, we've just taken to another level, but with all the adjustments we've made, especially for, you know, that's one of the biggest group that we've ever had in a long time. I definitely appreciate, you know, everybody's response on the journey from the beginning of the year started. So we literally have room for only four more. The bus holds 44 of us along with, you know, and it has space for other folks, and the crew and things. But four more seats for those who are still interested in coming to Ghana with us in October. Now, if not, then we still have, you know, space for you for May and October of 2017. So 26, emergency things, flashlight, basic first aid kit, laxative, Pepto-Bismol, and I have a few things on there. I'm not saying for anyone to bring these things, but what I'm saying is that if you need, you know, like we talk about medicine, that, you know, make sure you bring those things, but at the same time to look at, and look at, make sure that, you know, it's not going to give you any kind of allergic reaction or anything, because some of these things just have what it have in there. You know, we're in a tropical country, so you can, you know, it's not a danger zone or anything. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. I feel like going to Ghana, honestly, is like me walking across the street. I don't feel any difference in the elements. And that's for those of us who live in that, different climates and things, you know, it's just something, you know, that we put down for those of us to consider, because all of these things are going to be different for everyone. So we're kind of like generalizing everything as we put them down. And, you know, because if you ask me if I'm going to take any shots, first thing I'm going to say is no. And certain things I'm just not going to bring. But, you know, but I definitely recommend if something is for your comfort, you know, like malaria pills, some people bring them, some people take them. I've never done any of them. But for your comfort, I would say if you just feel like you need it for your comfort, go ahead. Other than that, you know, you're fine. Just follow our flow of drinking bottled water and, you know, watching out for the water you get in the morning. You know, even if you just have to have someone boil you some hot water with some bottled water, because if, you know, if you consistently drink the tea in the morning and it's from the local water, it's going to affect your stomach after a while because your body's not there in the country long enough to adjust. So those are things that I'm definitely also just going to keep giving everybody a heads up on. But, you know, once again, nothing is to scare anyone. It's just all for preparation and making sure everything is organized. 27, please focus on enjoying yourself and accomplishing your mission, and do not get distracted by others or get caught up in complaining. This is an experience that will have its ups and downs. And when I mean downs, you know, sometimes you might get a little tired because we know we're moving and things like that, you know, and the ups is just all the excitements. You know, you're just going with the flow, because usually when you look up and on those long journeys, everybody's knocked out or a few people are sleeping and some are watching the documentary. So, you know, that's your down or your calm time. And everything is your introduction to Ghana/Africa. We recommend you just go with the flow and enjoy paradise around the wonderful itinerary that we have put together on this journey of a lifetime. 28, remember to have your yellow fever card or a waiver, which we talk about, but on 28, this is where it reminds you about it, to present on a point of entry. Right? So we put the word waiver in there, referring to what Imacus talk about, as if you have, you know, some people have serious allergic reaction to certain medicine, and none of us will know who it is or anything. It's just, you know, when you know, it's just, you know those things, and the talk with your doctor or your natural or your health practitioner, those are things that's going to help clear certain things up. And I'm also letting everyone know that some doctors you go to might try to give you 7 to 10 shots. I mean, they make money off these things, so, you know, they might, don't let no one scare you and say, oh, you're going to Africa, so you need this, that, and so on. Yellow fever is what you need if you want to get one or two other things for safety and security and peace of mind. And if, you know, you feel that, you know, that connection with your doctor and everything, and I'll say go for it, but do keep that in mind, that in some situations people are going to recommend a bunch of things because they think you're going into danger zone and things like that. People like myself, you know, that's the world we live in. So I'm here to just, you know, clarify those things for you. 29. When you get to baggage claim in Ghana, get your own free card, and just secure all of your bags on there. Your two check-ins have to match up with the paperwork that you get from, you know, your departure airport, with all of the numbers and everything. Make sure all of those things along all your travel documents are in the same place, secured, and then, you know, get secured somewhere in your, you know, your main carry-on bag. All right, so these numbers, you know, definitely have to match, and they're gonna have a person out there checking for these things. And you know, in case something happened, not saying that if you lose one of those slips, you're not going to get your bag, but that's when other verification has to come out to make sure that's your luggage, which is a good thing because none of us want anybody walking off with our luggage. And yeah, so that's one of the things I love about what they do there in Ghana. Because if you're in Atlanta airport, anybody could just walk in and grab your bag, and, you know, if you're not there, it's not that simple. But no one is going to be, you know, outside most of our airports checking to make sure that we're all leaving with the right bags. But that's one thing that they do in Ghana, and I love it, and I hope they just keep that up. It has worked out for us, and it's, you know, it seems to just be something good. And Alright, so once you, everyone get their bag and everything, we're all going to meet up and leave together. Our tour guide is set to be there to guide us out and, you know, and take us to the bus. So we'll just work that line, all of us, and we'll just work our way down and get everything loaded on the bus. So last point, 30, bring things to the Holocaust dungeons, like several candles to light in different dungeons, a picture of an ancestor, or anything you want to bring to make this moment special. So family, those are the 30 points from the preparation and departure list, the list that you're going to have printed out to make sure that you have, you make sure that you check everything off and you have everything secured and ahead of time. So the extended conference call, but definitely wanted to make sure that we just take our time and go through everything versus rushing in. Make sure Imachus add all those important points in. Leave the line open for the next few seconds and we'll take calls. If not, I'll just close the line.
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Yeah, apologize, unmute never worked good. But everyone, appreciate your time and everything. If you have any questions or anything you need to communicate based on what we talked about that you didn't get a chance to reach out, send an email, text, or you can call and let me know. We're going through these things and we have one last conference call, which is October 16th. And that's virtually about 4 weeks away from today. And that will be the last call before we go through. So please, let's make sure, everybody, please make sure that you have everything all together by then. Make sure you have your visas already taken care of. I've sent an updated visa email with everything typed up even better than before and explained on a checklist and everything. So if you haven't gotten your visa for some reason by now, if you send it out more than 2 weeks, please also just reach out to me and let me know so we can work something out to make sure that everything is good. So family, everybody, this you take care and I look forward to connecting everyone. And Ghana this October and May and October of next year. Good night.